Welcome to our council meeting today. Jerry, would you give a prayer and lead us in the pledge, please? Thank you.
I do kind of think, Father, I'm thankful that we could meet here today as the town council board and thankful for the place that we live in and for this beautiful area, the first thing for the moisture that we receive and ask you to please bless us to receive more and to be able to continue throughout the year to the things that we need. And we're thankful for the residents that live here and ask the apostles to make decisions to help improve the area and do those things that are best for our city. And again, we're thankful for our many blessings and these things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chair. Minutes from our last meeting were sent out. Any discussion on those? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
And for today's agenda, I got a few items I need to add. Let's do H, our Dodge pickup lease. I, law enforcement service agreement, and J, livestock show support. Anybody got anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, I want to welcome Steve Palmer. Appreciate you coming over from Squire.
My pleasure.
Former Hinton Burdick. Appreciate you being here. Report on our audit. I'll turn it over to you.
So, since I have that on the screen, I don't know how long that HDMI is going on. I don't know if it'll read that far, but I don't believe nobody trips and falls.
Does that work?
Yeah. So going forward, you'll hear of Hinton Burdick and Squire. However, the town's audit was completed by Hinton Burdick before the merger became official. So technically, I guess I'm here representing Hinton Burdick as Hinton Burdick did the audit. In conjunction with the audit, there are three reports that we issue as the auditors. The first, in my opinion, is the most significant. That's the independent auditor's report. It's within this report where we give our opinion on the town's financial statements, whether or not they present fairly the town's financial position and the results of its operations for the year under audit. I'm pleased to report that we issued an unmodified opinion. That's what you want. It's a clean opinion, meaning that in our opinion, the financial statements are materially correct. Government auditing standards also require us to issue the second report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance. There are a few different categories of findings that could potentially be issued in this report. We did issue one finding. It's labeled as a significant deficiency. I don't like the verbiage they use. That makes it sound like the house is on fire and everything. That's not the case. That's just what they call it. A material weakness is the most significant. A significant deficiency is the second, and then a compliance item. The one that we issued had to do with, as we did our test work, we identified items that needed to be classified differently for presentation in the financial statements. So we proposed journal entries to make those corrections. That's all it relates to. But auditing standards state that if we propose any journal entries at all, it's a significant deficiency. There are very, very few like the town of Bryce Canyon City that don't receive this. The last report has to do with state legal compliance, specifically the town's compliance with fiscal matters that the state auditor has us check on each year. And I'm pleased to report we didn't have any findings as we completed those procedures. Now let's look at the town's finances from a very high level. And keep in mind this is for fiscal year 25, so this would be for the time period that covers July 1st, 2024 through June 30, 2025. We were hoping to come and do this presentation a little bit earlier in the year, but schedules just didn't align, so I realize it's a little bit later than we would like. But at June 30, 2025, the town's equity was about $5.4 million. If you were to take the town's assets, subtract the liabilities, that residual amount, $5.4 million. And over time, whether or not that number increases or decreases, it's a good indication as to whether or not the town's financial health is improving or deteriorating. So for the year that we audited, that position increased by about $500,000. So that's good. Here's the town's long-term debt. It was about $2 million at the close of 2025, and it consists of those items. I don't think we need to go through each one individually, but that's what makes up the total, the town's total debt. And overall, long-term debt decreased by about $100,000 for fiscal year 25. There is one new item on there, the net pension liability, where the town recently, well, it's not so recently now, in the past couple of years began participating in the Utah retirement system. There's a liability associated with the pension, so that's an item we haven't seen before. Here's a five-year trend for how the general fund is doing in the town. That top line is the assets, the bottom line represents the liabilities, and the line just under the asset line, the second line, is the equity. You can see there's been a very strong, consistent trend in the general fund. Assets have continually increased, liabilities have remained stable. And here's the cash in the general fund. As you can see, it's been very consistent over the past 5 years. I think it's worth noting that a portion of the cash is restricted for debt service. $58,000 Class C roads, $167,000. As you know, the town receives funding from the state through gasoline taxes that have to be expended on roads. And we keep track of what has been received and what has been expended. And right now, not right now, at June 30, 2025, the town had $167,000 of cash that was restricted for those roads. And here's the revenues and expenses of the general fund over the past 5 years. The blue line represents revenues, and the pink line represents expenses. It's important to note, I think, as well, that $750,000 was transferred from the general fund to the capital project fund for use on future capital projects. It's also important to look at these things over time. In any one year, anything can happen. For example, the town might decide to have a large capital project in 1 year that's going to drive up expenses, and so it will show a net loss or expenses in excess of revenues in 1 year, where really there's nothing wrong. It's just the town planned to expend a bunch of cash in that year for a specific project. So it's really important to look at these things over time. But overall, these trends are very positive. That's all I wanted to share with you this morning. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to take those. And again, express my thanks for allowing us to provide these services. If you do need to get in touch with me, here's my contact information. Sid certainly knows how to get a hold of me.
Oh, yes.
We talked about it. Yep. Any questions?
No?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks,
You're
Sid,
welcome.
For all you do and keeping us in line.
Were you trying to challenge her to not have any findings?
I know. I've got to work on that.
You know, it's a worthy challenge. It is. But it's government accounting is different than for-profit accounting. There's a lot of different rules and nuances. To avoid that finding. I challenge you, but it's a difficult
one. I know.
It's a difficult one. It really is.
Is my job on the line?
There's nothing inherently wrong with the town's accounting. It's just getting it into conformity with those government accounting requirements.
And then when we have projects that are that carry over a year end, I know that was some of our adjustments. So if we have a project going on, then you have to accrue and, you know, figure out all of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome to stick around, or you got to get
going?
Good. Okay.
Thanks. All
right, we'll save
you. Oh, it's much cooler. We're in the 90s down there already.
Crazy. You're welcome.
See you.
Thank you.
We need to accept that.
Yeah, make a motion. Oh, hey, we need to, yeah.
Oh, we need to.
Got it, and then if you want to retain them again for next year, make that motion.
So is it a motion to approve or accept? Yeah, or adopt or?
Probably to approve.
Approve.
The audit is presented.
Okay. All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve the audit as presented by Stephen.
I'll make a motion to approve the audit as it was presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And then to retain Squire as our auditors for next year. Any discussion there? If not, I'll entertain a motion to...
I'll make a motion that we retain Squire as our CPAs for next year.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
And I can email that presentation out to you guys as well.
Okay, if you would.
That'd
be good. And item B, adopt fire restriction ordinance 2026-1.
So, yeah, this is that one we've been working on for a little bit that just says, we'll match whatever the state does. We don't have to hold a meeting unless you want to do a variance to that. Whatever the state adopts, then you have to have a meeting and discuss. But right now, it just will go through like the fire chief and mayor. The mayor appoints somebody. So if the state does fire one restrictions, the city automatically will do fire one restrictions pending Ron and Shiloh's blessing. But if you're like, no, we don't want to do... you know, stage one, we'll do stage one, this portion and that portion, then you need to have a discussion in the public meeting for those. So this will just save you from having to hold emergency meetings to go between stage one, stage two, stage whatever comes after one or two, I don't know.
I know Ron sent that to me. I should have sent it out to everybody, but I can't find it.
I put it on the minutes. When I sent them out, did I?
Maybe that's where I seen it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where.
So
I know I seen it. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So that went through the five counties, our representative, and Traffic adopted the same one. So
okay.
Seems like it's pretty.
Yep. Any discussion on that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the fire restriction ordinance 2026-1.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the fire restriction ordinance 2026-1 from the state of Utah.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Okay. So, town park project update. In our last meeting, we discussed that we did not get the grant on the park. They did send some comments and feedback, and you forwarded that to everybody. Tom reached out the other day, and he said after discussing this, we think the best course of action would be to get the land in the city's name. This way there won't be any hang-ups on that end anymore, and we can apply again next year. He said, unless we want to move forward with other funding options, I'm not sure what...
It can still be under a lease, or we have to...
I think he won't... his recommendation is put it in our name or buy it. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Last time when we had it appraised back in 2018, I think it was appraised at $133,000. And that wasn't with, like, the improvements that were on it. Yeah, it was kind of what it was like before the town took it over. So.
But we need to have some discussion with the owners.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, depending on what you guys, council wants to do.
Because it sounds like that's going to be an ongoing problem for us until it's...
Any grants we apply for is probably going to have the same problem.
We're going to run into that same red flag every single time until we actually own it. So I don't know.
Anything else? Any, just wait, don't do anything right now, or what the... Where do we want to go from here?
We've never had a problem before, did we? At least 5 county money.
With what?
At least with 5 county money.
Yeah. On grant money, though?
Well.
You mean CIB, or?
Yeah, CIB.
Well, yeah, on that one, we had to take in the property right here for the wellness center. We had to do that in order to,
okay,
to do it.
I mean,
do we want to
see everybody that wants to?
Yeah, we need to see if they're even interested.
Sell it to us? Sure, okay. I mean, if that's what council wants.
I mean, I'm sure.
What are the options? We can go ahead and build it. We just try to get funding because.
No, yeah, we apply for a grant to get funding for it, and they deny this. And. Again, I don't think they specifically said that in there, but I think it was a hang-up that we don't own the land. It's under a long-term lease. And so this is just Jones and the Mills' recommendation. We don't have to do it.
The other thing that kind of stood out in those notes that I picked up on was that they thought it was a little heavily weighted towards visitors instead of residents.
Okay.
And that's just tweaking the way we show the application.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they say this all the time. They just said that I can't remember how many millions were, you know, applied for, and they only have, you know, quarter of what was applied for, which is probably normal. But I doubt it'll go down next year.
No,
just because we waited. I mean, I don't. You know, we can always do it on our own without buying it. You know, that's cash out there. We'd have to put the, you know, pay for it all, no grant money.
I mean, I'd be interested. I think that we're both really interested in selling to us, but also I think that, I mean, if there's other sources of funding, we have to look into them.
Well, don't we have one kind of in the works, that other one?
I mean, I thought so. I'm not sure. I mean, just so everybody knows, just
like there was
to submit that application, we paid almost $15,000 to Jones and the Mill to write that paper. So every time we do this,
don't
I mean, at one point, yes. I mean, the application is still there. We can use it next year, but it costs a lot of money just for somebody to do the application. So.
Is that on other funding too? So everything we do is $15,000?
If they have to rewrite it, I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that bill's between 12 something, so a little under. Yeah, I mean, they have all these people putting this together and writing it. And again, part of it may have been why it was expensive is because we were up against the deadline the time we decided to do it. So.
Well, wouldn't it benefit Ruby's also if they sold it to us, even though... Because it would,
right.
The guests would go there, but it's mainly for the community.
I doubt that they would care either way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you'd have any issues.
No. Maybe we'd be better off just trying to find a low-interest loan and
buy it away. Over a few years.
Or have tactics.
Okay. Is that...
I mean, I think we've got some room, we said, first.
We do an owner finance, I think.
Well, we have the capital projects money.
You know,
yeah, I mean, we got enough money if we want to. But
you could probably go into CIB and for a loan. The grants are tougher, but
yeah,
for a low interest or zero interest loan.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we could get it.
Just whatever you guys decide to.
Leave it on there and think about it.
Got it. Somebody want to talk to Ruby's and ask them what they've... Maybe it's something they want to get rid of. I mean, we take care of it anyway. I don't know.
I can ask them up here.
them, or is it the bank that's going to care?
I don't think the bank will buy one of that. I don't think they'll care.
I mean, it's a small, already approved.
Yeah, I doubt that'll be an issue. They gave up more land and roads and everything else than they do for. Okay. Anything else on that? All right, shuttle building enhancement. They're opening, right? Shuttle building. So I guess we'll listen. And you said, I think you told me the other day that Nate was coming out.
He wants to come out this week or two to meet with me in person and go over everything. And then so he'll send a crew out after we go over everything and make sure it all gets wrapped up.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Wellness centers. Return vent cover.
Say what?
The wellness center.
I'm still waiting for Ren to tell me a price, a bid. You know, he said he took it. He took the measurements and what needs to be done to R&R Welding to have them give him a quote, and I just haven't got that back yet.
Okay.
So
okay, no problem.
I'll reach out again today. I reached out on Monday, and he said he was still waiting for
it. For
R&R. Yeah.
Okay.
So
just leave it on there.
Okay.
All right, Utah Symphony and Opera RAP tax application, $20,000. I sent that out the other day.
And I did respond that we had about $50,000.
Yep, I did see that.
As of today, and then like I said, we'll still have some coming in for, what month are we? So March, April,
yeah,
May, 50, June.
Yep.
I mean, we'll still have some more.
I've just gone through the application and the things they submitted. I think so. The cost, and I'm guessing this is just on ours. The application respectfully requests $20,000 grant to assist in underwriting the upcoming July 10th concert, which has a total budget of $145,000. I'm guessing it's just for this location. And of this grant, well, they applied for a grant through the state, I think. Looks like they got whatever they were awarded of this grant, $85,700 is designated for the Bryce Canyon performance. So necessitating further fundraising to cover the balance is why they're requesting $20,000.
What is it?
July 10th. They say, I mean, how will these funds request and contribute to citizens and economic development? Bryce Canyon City statewide open air concert tours have become one of USUO's signature series in our mission to connect the community through great live music. Beginning in 2014, the subsequent tours in 17, 21, and 23. The orchestra and guest artists have embarked on summer tours to present world-class performances primarily in rural Utah areas. So as many past attendees, especially those from small towns, have remarked that this was their first occasion to hear world-class before professional orchestra live and in person. Comments?
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's going to be a lot of people in there.
Yeah, it looks good too.
Where's the location? Where are they doing this one at?
The room.
It is on the room.
It's the room.
Cool.
And it's going to be a big American 250, so that's one thing I think we need to, whether the city and Ruby's, whether if we line the road with flags or whatever else we need to do, banners and stuff, we need to really throw that 250 celebration out.
The banners, the county is getting those for our street.
There's
banners on Main Street.
For our light poles.
Yep. Yeah, Tanner got the measurements just last week or something. So
we say, yeah.
They're in the process of doing that. So
that'll be all the way up.
Yeah, not every one of them, but they will.
Now, are you talking about
so the
light poles?
The light poles. So the county's doing that.
So we don't.
I guess we were
scrambling trying to
get some going.
Boundary staff, like say a week ago. I thought they talked about it last year when she came in, or was it you know, involvement came in. And yes, the county's going to, I mean, I don't think they're going to do every poll, but they'll do, I thought, maybe half or something.
Well, yeah, we were planning on every poll, because we got that
15. Well, let's just not plan on
we got that 1,500 that we need to, that's what we was going to do it on, the banners, but, well, we'll.
Do something that goes from one pole and across to another pole that says America 2.0.
We have to put higher poles up.
Was that higher poles?
Higher poles.
Yeah.
Can't go across the highway.
Okay. All right. Any other comments on this? I'll entertain a motion on the Symphony wrap tax application for $20,000.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Mike. I don't know if you have everything you need in that application.
You can afford that to me again. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Print need an address.
There's everyone on there. Yeah, I just read it.
Okay, that's it. I'll call her after and let her know. Get a hold of you. Okay. All right. Discussion on bid items. So the bid, Tanner, I'll let you.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody submitted anything for the bleachers or the wash up. So I talked with Shiloh about it. We do know that. What I do know is that Brady, he would like them for the rodeo grounds, but he did not. He told me he didn't dare ask David for money to bid on him because he's been shut down for other things. So there's that. And then yesterday we had McLean Meekham call me, and he said, hey, are those bleachers still for sale? And I said, well, the bidding process has ended now, but nobody bid on them. He's like, so is there a chance I can get them? Because I'm desperate. I'd really like to have them. And, anyways, it sounds like we probably should put them in shadow line. He said maybe best to put them back out for bid again. And lower, maybe just lower the price a touch, the minimum bid on both items, and see what happens. So, thinking maybe we put the bleachers for bid for $4,000 minimum last time, and nobody bid on them. So, I don't know if you guys want to just lower it a few hundred or, you know, put it back out.
Good with that.
I think they're. I mean, obviously they're worth the $4,000 all day long because to buy them new, they're like $9,000-$10,000 now. Well, by 2 cents.
I wonder if it's just take the medical as long to think about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe leave it $4,000.
Yeah. So yeah, you leave them or.
And if anybody claim needs them, it's for that meal day. So
yeah. Coming up. Yeah. So yeah, he says he's like I desperately need them and I can buy them like you know or bid on them or whatever soon.
Maybe just leave them at 4,000.
What's that?
Maybe just leave them at 4,000.
Yeah. What about you?
Nope. Okay. End date? I just put them out as soon as possible. What days do you want the bids to end? Close?
I don't think it needs to be for more than one time this time, right? Like one time in the paper to call
it. Yeah, I'll try and send it out today to see if I get it in next week's paper.
Do
so, it. I just didn't send it because I didn't know if you were going to change the minimum.
Yeah, let's just leave it all the same.
We have them closing on April 1st. That way, the next day, we'll know in our council meeting.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that work?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
And Tanner just brought up, do you mind if I bring this up? He brought up a good point. Like, if he wanted to bid on it, or like his family members. When we do it by email, that's not necessarily close to bid.
Yeah.
So I discouraged him from, you
sure.
know,
I just asked about the washed up. I'm like, maybe the parents would like the washed up, you know.
But if he did actually receive a closed bid,
yeah.
then any of you in here could bid on it because
yeah.
you're not seeing them.
Yeah,
but with
right.
an email, it's not
that makes
closed.
Sense.
Right. And so, not that Tanner would, and we had this discussion,
yeah.
but I'm like, he could be like, oh, well, so-and-so bid 50,
yeah.
bid 49, you
yeah,
know?
That's a good point, yeah.
So if they're closed
yep.
bids, I think you're protected
yeah.
to be
so
able to
So you just want to mail them in or something, or how do you want to, or just bring them a, mail them or bring them in?
What's, I would say mail them.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we just don't open them.
Yeah.
So do you just put an address, like, in the app, like, mail your bid to this address?
Mail your bid.
Yeah.
Got hand-deliver.
And then maybe, or hand-deliver, or put care of a bidding process or something on the...
Yeah.
The note, so then you can...
Yeah.
Then you can bid on it, or somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I
doubt it was just the...
Last time we did it, nobody was going to buy the $20,000 in weights. Yeah, email, but I think it's a good idea.
I was talking to Shiloh about, like, do we have to put it back out for bid? And he was kind of unsure, so I called Panwich City and talked to a lady there that does all their bidding stuff. And she said, once you put it out there and you give the public their due diligence, you don't have to put it back out for bid if you don't want it. Like, you can just private sell it at that point because you've already done your due diligence. That's what she said. But we just felt it better to put it out back out for bid. That way it's fair to everybody.
But yeah, especially now that we know that somebody's really interested. So.
Okay. In the future, like, if we put something out for bid and nobody bids on it, that's what she says. If nobody bids on it, there's no interest, then at that point you're free to just, if someone comes up and says, hey, are those for sale? You can say, yep, here's the amount.
Okay.
You can buy them.
Okay. Sounds good. It's the same amount, stand on the first, right?
You'll do the wash stuff too again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll just do that same one,
but
I'll just change it and have them mail it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
So you probably need a motion to do that.
Entertain a motion on that.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Bryce, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Tried to put the Dodge buyout on here. I inquired what's going on with it, and he said, I think it's up this year. It says the acceptable payoff on the above reference contract is $56,001.77. I mean, that was at the time. He didn't say, anyway, that was good through March of this year.
So when would you have to buy it out by?
Let me go back to see if he sent a different email thread. So it at least ends on November 30th. I guess we could do it any time. Would you rather do it in this fiscal?
I put it in this
one?
Budget that we're on.
Okay.
So if we want to do it now, or
maybe
just use nobody to carry it over.
Okay. I'll get a hold of him and find out, whatever we need to do to get it going, I'll get it done. Is that something we need to vote on next meeting? Okay. Let's just put it on the agenda and I'll tell him that that's our meeting, and then right after that.
Okay.
Let's get it done. Okay. All right. Law enforcement. Service agreement. So Sheriff Housen just brought me out just a basic agreement that pretty simple. I'll kind of pass around and look at it. Just need this to sign this. We agreed on paying the wages for Tiffany. Anyway, just want to send that around. Everybody can look at it. And for the livestock show, I don't know what we usually do. Looks like it starts in August. Remember how much we've done before, Mike?
No, I
have
to go back and look.
I mean, we'll have to wait to vote on it next meeting, but, right?
Yeah. Didn't we put together, an ad in the program or whatever? Did we do that one here? I think we changed what we've done a few times.
Yeah.
Seemed like last time we just gave them a dollar amount.
I think so. I think we just gave them a dollar amount.
Looks like the last time we did it was 2023.
Yeah, I think
it was $500, whatever
that's
covered.
Okay. Yeah, let's add that to the agenda. reports. Said I keep getting an email about a SAM registration for that. I think it's for the. Do I need to do that and renew it or something?
Nope. Okay. I actually have it on auto renew, so I don't know why it's.
Okay.
Nope. I'll take care of that.
Perfect.
That's that one that if we miss, it's like.
Yeah, I remember.
Fun. So yeah, it actually doesn't even expire till the end of July, right?
It doesn't really say for me. This is your SAM registration. Brush County City is due for renewal. It says if you recently renewed, you disregard this notice. I have no idea.
Yeah, you can just
okay. I will disregard. All right. Anything from you, Gary? Bryce? Jerry? Anna? Deanna?
No, I just wonder if we do need to, and I can get with Ruby's and Lance and whoever, and Jean and whoever on the city, if we do need to do a 250 meeting to try to decide what all we want to, because we've got the $1,500, and now that we don't need to purchase those banners.
Okay.
Yeah, you just did away with our products.
Yeah, I know, we were working on that. we've got other stuff in place too.
Did you guys see this?
And even see like what maybe Ruby's wants to do, how far they want to go, you know, decorations, banners. I don't know. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, Mike? Dan? Sid?
Yes, where I missed the last meeting.
Oh, yeah, I need to sign it.
We need to sign that, but who was present in the executive session?
That guy right here. Uh-huh.
I think it was it everybody that was just on the...
Yeah.
And that's,
I think, was you here, Gene?
So this is just council. I just need to know the council that was present.
Yeah.
Was everybody?
I've got my notes here. I wrote...
Seems like... Bryce was gone, right?
I think it was, yeah, whoever was here in the meeting, they council, were the they were in it, yep, everybody stayed in. Tanner was there. Oh, the wrong place.
So is the banner that the county's doing, is it like I said, is it mostly for the symphony or is it 250?
250.
Is it 250?
Yep.
Yeah.
So Sid, I had motion to go on executive was Mike, seconded by Gary, and then to adjourn it was motion by Mike, seconded by Gary.
Okay, I had that.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know who was actually in the.
Yeah.
I think Bryce was absent.
Yeah, Bryce wasn't here. Me and Gary, Mike, Cherry, you was here. There, yeah. Tanner.
Okay, and I'll have you sign that after the meeting.
Okay. All right, I don't have anything on Planning Commission. There is just a planning, I can't remember what it's called, but conference coming up here in April, like April 8th through the 10th at Ruby's. So if you're interested in that, welcome to attend. Financials, got the warrants in front of us.
The general store stuff, is that just coalition?
No, the general store was when you had a child.
Oh, that was the Christmas tree thing. The
yeah,
Christmas.
Whole,
what do they call it?
Festival of trees.
Yeah, festival of trees.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, Ruby's helped us with that and they buy everything.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Put it together.
Awesome.
Tanya, Nancy, Melanie do all of that. So. Indiana, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Entertain a motion on the warrant.
Second.
Motion by Bryce, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next meeting, April 2nd. Anything else on the calendar? If not, entertain a motion to enter an LBA meeting.
Motion to enter an LBA meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
No business in here, so entertain a motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
And for no executive session, so entertain a motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.